The effects of climate change are anticipated to be wide-ranging, with concerns related to whether higher temperatures and drier conditions could hurt what we grow, especially food. What if our food supply is tightened and the U.S. needs to get more of it from other nations? And what if those nations are part of a trade war? Tufts University economist Sean Cash has studied elements of that chain and is with me to talk about the possibilities. Professor, at this point in time, from a practical standpoint, how concerned should we be about the impact of climate change?
Certainly we should be concerned. Climate change has a lot of impacts on what we eat, and there's a few big things to keep in mind. One is that we have our production patterns within the United States, and where we grow things now may not be the best places to grow some of those things in the future, or we may see that areas that previously had lower yields or were less productive might actually do a little better under some possible climate change scenarios. So I think a lot of the discussion is wrapped up in terms of the challenges posed, but we should realize that when it comes to agricultural communities, there will be winners and losers. And the same thing's true on a worldwide scale. So our trade patterns will change. There will be increased demand elsewhere for some of the things that we produce that other places might have greater challenges producing. And there'll be perhaps changes and challenges in importing some of the foods from places where we're currently importing them. There's potentially a lot at stake.
And before the current administration took office, there was sort of a standard free trade philosophy, not among every one of our elected officials, but certainly the majority. And one would think, logically, that if we're in need of getting our food supply from other places and trade is more important, then having good trade relationships would be pretty important as well. Should that be more of a concern that as we need more food from other countries, it may be more difficult depending on whether the current philosophy keeps hold?
I do have concerns specifically when we hear about some of the types of proposals that have been floated around in just the past week about imposing tariffs on Mexican imports, for example. We import a lot of food from Mexico and we export a lot of food to Mexico. So increasing import tariffs would mean increasing the cost of some of the foods that are already healthier and more preferred, things that we're trying to encourage consumption of when we think of dietary goals and nutrition policy in this country. Our number one trading partner for importing fresh produce is Mexico. And then we also export a lot of things to Mexico. And if they retaliate by imposing similar tariffs, that'll be harder for our producers of the things that we sell to them. We sell a lot of corn to Mexico. And then there's also a lot of regional cooperation where you and your listeners are and companies that are integrated where staff and even equipment move across the border right now. And anything that might disrupt that could make things harder for meaning our food supply. I'm thinking in particular some of the row crops that are where there's equipment and management staff that start the production year in Monterey, move to the Yuma Valley, and then move into Mexico.
The fact that there are U.S. farms that are not just maybe having people or their product go across, but they actually are some U.S. farms that operate out of Mexico, which we're aware of here in Arizona, is there some bizarre scenario we could see where they'd have to figure out a way to either not do that anymore because all of their product will have to be in the U.S., or they'd have to pay tariffs on their own products or something?
Absolutely. And a lot of that hasn't been clarified. Some of those things could be dealt with through exceptions to tariff policies. I would hope that even if some sort of tariff regime were to go in, which I'm not sure of the wisdom of that in general, but that food in general might be an exception. But if not, cross-border firms could possibly be an exception. And if that doesn't happen, then that would, again, that'd be a big challenger to some U.S.-based producers who are currently operating on both sides of the border, as well as for staffing, harvest season staffing, which a lot of those personnel are working on both sides of the border.
Can we afford to have a long-term vision as it relates to this, when it relates to the impact climate change is expected to have and already is having? Do we have to sort of think short term and make some changes ASAP, or would we be better off to have a true long-term vision that people can agree to if that were actually possible?
I think you need both. When we're talking about meeting food demand, those are immediate concerns. When we're talking about the production of food, those are things that farmers have to manage day to day and year to year. And that doesn't change. But at the same time, a longer-term vision for thinking about how we would have systems that will work well in the face of future challenges. All these things need to happen at the same time. You don't have to just think about policy aspects of this too. There are lots of companies that are looking to develop strains and varieties of different food products that will be better able to tolerate drought conditions, for example, or high rain conditions and flood conditions, being able to better tolerate the heat stress that might occur in certain parts of the country. These are all things that companies are investing in research on this because they see the potential gain. This long-term thinking happens in the marketplace, but also should happen among policymakers.
Sean Cash is an economist and associate professor at Tufts University.